WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
Maximum hits.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Biden and his family weighing options now that he's been diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer.
It's important to understand that prostate normal cells, as well as prostate cancer cells, respond to testosterone. But not all prostate cancer cells respond to hormones. And in this case, the president's prostate cancer cells do respond to hormones, which means that that is another opportunity for treatment in hormone therapy, which is where you would give medication that block the hormone to reduce the risk of recurrence and spread of the cancer.
ABC medical contributor Dr. Darian Sutton. More than 24 people were killed as a line of strong storms moved across the South and Midwest over the weekend, most in Kentucky. Another line of nasty weather that could include tornadoes is set to hit parts of Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri later today. President Trump is set to call Russian President Vladimir Putin in a few hours to discuss the war in Ukraine. Afterwards, he's got a call scheduled with Ukrainian President Zelensky. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. Squabbling within the Republican Party of Wisconsin and its county parties must end. That was the message at the state party convention in Rothschild over the weekend from 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden, who asked delegates to put aside petty differences and work together. Also at the convention, Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson blasted the deficit reduction bill in the U.S. House. Johnson called the bill fake, saying the big, beautiful bill isn't what it's advertised to be and will actually be increasing the federal budget deficit by a total of about $4 trillion over the next 10 years. And the state health department is reminding you to check for ticks when you come in from outdoor activities. They advise that you wear long pants and tuck them into your socks when you're in wooded areas or scrub to prevent ticks from getting up your legs. Also be sure to check your pets when they come in from the outdoors. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We have some heavy rain on the way with an inch or more possible from tonight through Tuesday, even into Wednesday. Today, mostly cloudy. We could see some showers by late this afternoon, our high in the upper 50s. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, low to mid 40s. Tomorrow, some heavy rain with highs near 50. You can get faster internet and pay less. Call Whole Home Connect today, 800-217-9129, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
magazine, on the cover of a magazine. Grace Kelly, Harlow Jean, picture of a beauty queen. Jean Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, dance on air. They had style, they had grace. Rita Hayworth gave good face. Lauren Kaplan, Manitou, Betty Davis, we love you. Ladies with an attitude, fellas that were in the mood. Don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike a pose.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Happy Monday, everyone. I have a very, shall we say, special guest co-host this morning. How's it going over there?
Dave, it's really early. We were out way too late last night.
Yeah, I am dragging a little bit. The dog has a lot more energy than you and I do today. We actually have the dog in studio with us today as well, and he's investigating the fireplace for some reason this morning.
Oh, boy. Hopefully he doesn't find anything too crazy in there.
You know, that's what I wonder with him, because that nose sometimes does get him into a little bit of trouble. And now you can kind of hear him wandering around in here today. But yeah, we wanted to bring him in studio with us today. So that
I really
way,
don't feel like wrangling any critters today.
Right. The dog is enough, you know. And so sometimes he does have a knack for finding things that we really don't expect him to. And that's what it comes down to. It. Now he's trying to look out the window.
Don't expect to find either.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now he's trying to look out the window. I actually brought his chair in the studio today. I thought he would kind of chill out.
Well, there you go, thinking again, Dave.
I know. It's just like, it is what it is. So, but
I think you almost fell off your chair just a minute ago.
I almost did. It's going to be a
Monday. Do you need a seatbelt again? Did we have this problem before? I think we did.
Every time you come in here, I think you're just trying to push me over the edge.
I am nowhere near you right now. I'm on the other side of the table.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Yes, we're a little tired this morning. It's a whirlwind weekend, to say the least, because we started out Friday night doing a little bit of running around, and then Saturday we had the remote at Back Road Bearable Motors. We'll talk more about that during the Pets of the Week with the Sauk County Humane Society.
True. And Dave, I barely remember Friday at this point.
Right, I know. Well, you ended up filling in Friday night. That's what it was.
That's why I don't remember, yeah.
That's right. See, I knew there was a reason I
forgot. Yes, wild and crazy weekend, that is for sure.
And then we ended up having to do some other running around on Saturday afternoon and then cruise back to town early Sunday morning to do some camera work for a kindergarten graduation. And it was a whirlwind of a weekend. And then, of course, we saw Tiffany and Sheena Easton last night. And, oh, my goodness, what a great concert.
But oh, definitely. Great time.
I feel like a kid who stayed up late on school night, though.
Absolutely.
We're not
gonna
younger.
Need a nap.
Yes, indeed.
Not sure when that's going to happen. I have to go to work, you know.
I know you do. So you took the morning off your regular job, come hang out with me this morning, and you had
some
other things.
Well, I didn't take the morning off to come hang out with you.
Well, yeah.
I took it off so I could sleep.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah, how'd that work out for you?
Well, I better get rid of these bags under my eyes before I get my pictures taken at 10 o'clock.
Well, you know your mugshot will look just fine. Oh, wait.
That's already in the post office. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. You know,
all fine.
And, you know, we're talking this morning about another photo that we saw. Classic wedding problem. You start with two or three bridesmaids, but then you realize you can't leave people out. Then it grows and grows, Wendy.
I think this is really stretching it, though, Dave.
You think so?
I absolutely do.
Well, this is crazy. I'm going to say that right now, because this woman in Northern Ireland named Catherine Stewart just got married, and her wedding party was slightly bigger than most, Wendy.
Yes, it was. Everybody who thought our wedding party was big back in the 90s, actually 97,
yes.
She had 95 bridesmaids, so that's crazy, but only 8 groomsmen.
Yeah, so how is that fair in the balance of things?
Well, it's not, honestly.
You know, 95 bridesmaids, 8 groomsmen, and now it says she started out with 7 or 8, which is where most weddings top out.
Absolutely, yeah.
But then she runs a dance school and eventually decided just to include
all of her students, which is just ridiculous, actually, I think.
Yeah. Now, that's why I wanted to talk to you about this morning, because, if you would ask me, I would have said 5 or 6 would probably be enough, and maybe 7 or 8 tops. That would be me.
I would agree.
Okay, see, and we can say that back and forth because, quite honestly, we're married to each other, and that's the other part of this.
I know, Dave.
I know. How long have we been married now? You said since, what, 97?
Some days too long.
Yes. But... So that's, what, 28 years this year?
28 years this year, yeah.
Wow.
But then we were engaged for 2 years, so we've literally been going out, actually just this month even.
Yes.
For 30 years.
Yeah. 30 years we've been together, and so kind of crazy. But, we had that discussion of how many groomsmen and how many bridesmaids. So her new husband, Jack, didn't follow suit, though. She had the 95 bridesmaids, and he had just the 8 groomsmen. Now, the entire wedding, let's talk about those numbers.
Yeah, the entire wedding was only 250 people, but 103 of them were in the wedding party. So that's over 40% of the guests at the wedding. We're in the wedding.
That's insane. I'm going to say it right now. I can't see having a wedding party that big, Wendy.
No, I don't either. I just think it's absolutely crazy. Like, that's like 2 weddings in one.
Right. More than 2 weddings.
More than 2.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why she thought it was necessary to have all of her dancers be bridesmaids. That's
right.
Your wedding party is supposed to be like the people that are your, like, besties, your ride or dies, your best of the best,
right?
The ones you're absolutely the closest with.
Yeah, typically it's a family member or someone that is like a family member to you when you pick out your bridesmaids and groomsmen. Typically,
absolutely.
And that was the thing when I picked out my groomsmen. I picked out my good friends to be the groomsmen, and some of them were also my coworkers, but they were also good friends as well. And so we kept a pretty small wedding party comparatively. Now, this is what I also find crazy. All of them walked down the aisle, but Catherine said, you know what? It went faster than you think. Now, photos weren't a problem either because there were dancers who, quote, know how to get information and organize themselves quickly.
Yeah, that's just nuts. I just don't get it. But apparently, Dave, she's not the record setter for this type of shenanigans. Because we're all about shenanigans.
Yes, we are. That's how we roll in the morning show.
Yeah, it says here that the group that did this report, they figured 95 bridesmaids had to be a record, but it's not. A crazy American woman named Tina Ackles still wears the crown. She got married in Tampa, Florida in 2015 with 168 bridesmaids.
What?
That's what it says. I am not even kidding. I don't have the details on why or how or all of the jazz with that, but yeah, that's just nuts.
And so that is nuts. The 168 bridesmaids, that's a record,
I can't even imagine what that wedding cost. Like, even this one that we're talking about here in this story, what would that wedding have cost? I mean, not that the attendants don't usually buy their own attire and things like that, but... still, you got to get gifts for all those.
Right.
That's why I'm thinking this is just crazy.
Well, and then you think about this arm that had 168 bridesmaids.
Yeah.
And I had to go look it up real quick. They were married at the Safety Harbor Resort in Tampa Bay, Florida, on the 18th of April in 2015 after dating her husband for 12 years. And so, each of the bridesmaids were invited through a chat group of where she works. And, that's crazy.
That's
so
through a chat group?
Yeah, she invited him through a chat group of where she works. And so everyone obliged and thought, yeah, I should take her up on this to be a bridesmaid. And so that's what happened there. And Stout thinks that's insane as well.
He does. He's chiming in as well.
And so he doesn't
agree. I think
agree.
He just wants to go play with everybody.
But. Well, he wants to go play with everyone. I figured out what he's barking at, though. The balloons are in here from the grand reopening ceremony.
And they are moving.
And they're moving and cruising.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, I'm going to bark at those things. You know?
Absolutely.
And so, it's fun having him in studio with us.
He must be protecting you from those big evil balloons.
I think he is. Well, he is sort of my supervisor sometimes.
That's a really bad idea.
What?
The two of you supervising each other.
I think so. You were gone for 4 days. I didn't get into any trouble while you were gone, right?
Not that I've heard of yet, but just remember, Dave, like I tell you all the time when I go somewhere, I have eyes all over town.
You do. There's no question about that. And that was definitely...
Ones you probably don't even know. Ones I probably don't even know.
Right, exactly. And but probably not 95 eyes, or in this case, bridesmaids.
Hard, you know, telling.
But, okay, and I
think... A lot of people know us.
There is a few people that know us. But, okay, I'm thinking about the people we had in our wedding, the number of people we had, and you want to try to be evenly matched. And now, how is this fair to the groom then at this point either? That's the other part I look at this. She had 95. He had 8. Groomsmen. How does that make him feel? It's like, yeah, you only get 8 and I get 95.
Well, I feel like if he would have tried to even that out, he would have literally been grasping at straws and picking people off the street, maybe.
Yeah, or go into one of those local establishments. Hey, buddy, what are you doing
right now?
Yeah, you want to come in and be a groomsman, you know? And by the way, make sure you look nice, you know? I can't believe it.
I can't either. That's crazy. It is absolutely crazy.
And I do remember the discussion when we had our wedding of people thought we had a large wedding party as well. You know, people did mention that, but our wedding party wasn't that big.
I mean, it was one of the bigger ones that you could have. I wouldn't have wanted to have many more because we wouldn't have really fit up on the altar for pictures better than we did.
Well, and that's the other part, right, is you got to fit all these people into one area. And so that's something that I think about, too. This whole thing is just insane.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
And to see this photo of the 95 bridesmaids. So, yeah, she had 95 bridesmaids. He had 8 groomsmen at this wedding. This was a wedding in the UK. And then there was a total of 250 people at the wedding. So 103 of those people were in the wedding party.
That's crazy. But you know what, Dave? If I had to tell you right now, like if you just asked me how many people were in our wedding party, I couldn't tell you.
I couldn't tell you either.
I started counting on my fingers, and then I'm like, I know I'm forgetting people.
Is that why you were taking your shoes off?
No, they're way down there.
Okay. But yeah, I was trying
It's too early for this.
It is way too early. And then I was going to ask you that question. And I'm like, no.
I'm glad
you
didn't.
Yeah. I wouldn't have known the answer either.
And I'm sure I'll forget somebody if I start naming them off. Right. So I'm not going
to. And we're not going to do that either. So yeah, it was a very interesting thing to say the least. And I figured this is such a great topic for you and I to talk about is being married as long as we have.
It was a long time ago.
And in hindsight, would you have had a bigger or a smaller wedding party, do you think?
I think I was happy with the size of ours. I don't think I would have changed it.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I wouldn't have changed anything with our wedding, to be honest with you.
Except for the party went by way too fast.
Well, you know, that was the part I will say.
And you wanted French fries.
Well, I did. I was a little
hungry.
We
didn't go to Wendy's and get French fries in the trolley.
We were supposed to. And
you wanted to.
I wanted to, and they wouldn't let us do it, but... You know what? That was your part of the wedding party is it did go fast. I mean, you think about it.
That's because we were not good at queuing up and taking pictures.
No, that was... You
know, we were goofing around too much.
We were goofing around too much. And so I think that was part of it. And just trying to say hi to everybody. I had, I think, maybe one beer that night.
I had multiple drinks that night, but I never drank them because I kept losing them.
And that's what I mean. I think I had a total one beer because I kept losing them. Yep. And so by the next thing you know, it was like, 1 o'clock?
It was time to go home.
It was like 1 o'clock in the morning, I think, by the time it all got over.
And then
we
were hungry.
And then we were both hungry. So then we went and had a snack up in our room. And then, you know, we decided we were going to be the Weisenheimers to prank the wedding party. And so that's what we did.
Well, you decided.
Hey, come on. That was a great prank. You have to admit.
Harry from security.
Yep. Called down to where the after party was and scared the you-know-what out of our whole wedding party. And my sister-in-law in the background, don't tell him your name. Don't tell him your name.
Ah, David.
Yes, that was fun a few years ago.
Yes,
almost 28 years ago. So, yeah. No, it was. It's why I wanted to talk about you with this, Wendy, because it
you
was just.
To talk about me?
No, with you
oh,
about
with me,
this.
About this.
Yeah, because I just wanted to know your thoughts because I figured, you know what, you would be unbiased in this. And so we're on the same page. Definitely she overdid it. You can text us and let us know your thoughts, too.
95, that's just ridiculous.
It is. It's way too big. So, yeah, I don't see that working well at all. But who knows? Apparently, it worked out well.
Well, like, there's a photo, and I went and I looked at it, and it literally looks like something from a family reunion where somebody's got to, like, climb up on a balcony or hang in a tree or get up on a big old ladder or something just to get everybody in. It just looks, you can't even see all the people.
No.
It's just goofy.
It is goofy. So, yeah. So, there you go. Wendy and I had to talk about this. And the other thing that we will give a hint towards calendar days is something that you and I are working on. We've had a lot of people requesting you have to have a morning show together. So,
yeah, here we are.
And here we are. We're doing a morning show together, but we will have some other exciting news that will spill during calendar days.
Oh.
Ooh, yeah. You know what it is, at least.
I know what it is. I didn't know we were doing that.
We're doing it.
That's fun.
Yeah, I just don't know when we're doing it. We still have those details to work out.
That's nothing new. I never know what we're doing and when we're doing it.
No, it's just how we roll by the seat of our pants. More music mornings with Dave and Wendy on Max FM. 99.7 Max FM.
Last night, a little dancer came dancing to my door. Last night, a little angel came pumping on my floor. She said, come, baby, got a license for love. And if it expires, pray help from above. Because in the midnight hour, she brought set you free and brought you to me, babe. What set you free? I need you here by me. Because in the midnight hour, she cried more, more, more. With a rebel yell, she cried more, more, more. Wow! In the midnight hour, babe. More, more, more. With a rebel yell.
Just up, just up, just up, just up.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Wendy. I got to make sure I say the right name this morning, you know?
You spelled it right.
I did, you
Good
know?
Good job.
Well, you know, I'm used to having a co-host, Emily, which is close to Wendy, you know? So I have my work wife and my real wife, and those paths crossed on Friday when you stopped into the studio and were nice enough to bring me breakfast on Fridays, so...
And you always say how horrible I am.
I know you're not horrible. So I did feel like I was getting tag teamed by y'all, though. That was the only one thing.
That's what happens when worlds collide, Dave.
I know. But it was a good thing. So I did appreciate the breakfast from Nito's Bakery. Some good food. And we want to remind people, if they have a birthday or anniversary they want to tell us about, how do they let us know about those, Wendy?
They can text those in anytime at 608-355-9970. Or they can use the free Civic Media app and hit that little text spot down there at the bottom.
So yeah, you just go to the Civic Media app, look for Max Mouse, tap on 99.7 Max FM, tap text, send us those birthdays and anniversaries. We know of a couple already, and one of them is a little bit of a big one, right, Wendy?
Definitely milestones.
Yeah, definitely a milestone on the one. Are you getting distracted looking out the window here today?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I left the shade down for this purpose so we didn't get distracted by all the activity.
You left like an inch space and I can still see.
I know. You're just
so I used it.
You were just like the dog. You
my
gotta
full
peek.
Advantage.
Yes, just like the dog, you know, trying to look up. I'm sure he's not trying to paw up the shade.
I was just
over
trying
there.
To figure out what that guy was carrying. I don't know, I can't tell.
Oh, well, that's probably...
It's fine.
It's fine, yes.
It's fine.
It's fine. So again, text us those birthdays and anniversaries, 608-355-9970. More music mornings with Dave and...
Wendy.
On Max FM.
Good morning, welcome to the Gab Brothers Real Estate Auction Report. This week on Tuesday, we have the Chad Schultz online-only farm machinery auction ending at 9 a.m., located near Elroy. Then on Wednesday, we have the Richard Belk Farm Machinery Auction ending at 9 a.m. as well. This one's located just outside of Mauston. There's a preview for both of these auctions on Monday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. The catalogs are open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Then on Friday, we have a preview date for the William and Joy Shogren online-only auction featuring tractors, tools, antiques, collectibles, and much more. This auction is on Buffalo Lake near Montello. That catalog is also open and posted for bidding on our next week. We have the May Farm Consignment Auction ending on the 29th. That catalog is also open for bidding, so check our website for more details. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The Brewers host Baltimore. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Orioles at AmFam Field tonight for the first of three games. Milwaukee with a 5-2 win over the Twins after losing four of their last five games. I asked Brewers pitcher Trevor Megill, on the 1-10, how badly did they need that win yesterday?
Probably out of 11 out of 10. We really needed that. The energy today and everything just looked and felt great from the first pitch.
Racing, 26-year-old Robert Schwartzman of Israel, becoming the first rookie to win the pole position at Indy since 1983.
I don't know what even to say. The car felt amazing. Coming here for my first oval race, I would never even expect myself to be in this position. It's unbelievable, honestly. Big thanks to everybody. Big thanks to the fans who came here, who were cheering for me. Big thanks to y'all.
Schwartzman clocked at 232.7 miles per hour. The Indy 500 coming up on Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Continuous hits of the 80s and 90s.
The only station I listen to at work.
Non-stop music.
Rolling all hour on 99.7 Max FM.
Pressure.
So slashed and torn.
Answer that 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave and Wendy Grant with you. We're going to talk about some birthdays and anniversaries. And, you know, shenanigans are already afoot.
You know I'm not wrong. So
no,
whatever.
I know. And this is the thing. We do banter back and forth when we're in the studio together. And apparently, it was so exciting the dog has passed out underneath the studio
he's
table.
He's had enough of us for today.
Yeah. And so, he finally settled in. I think getting the balloons out of the studio was probably the key because he focuses on those.
I think that's the first time he's really experienced those, so.
Yeah, that's true, because he hasn't been to a lot of parties with us. So,
no.
You know, but we're celebrating today. It is May 19th, and we're celebrating
your birthday.
Yeah, we're going to celebrate some celebrity birthdays, and the first one we have on our list is JoJo Siwa. She is 21, YouTube star. You may recognize her. I believe she was also on some other TV shows, and she was on Dancing with the Stars. So that's where I recognized her from. And so she was definitely on Dancing with the Stars. We also see Ashton Olivia. She's 25, TV actress. And I know you want to talk the next one, so I'm letting you have that one.
It's 32nd birthday for Marshmallow, the DJ. And I just said that Dave's new nickname was Marshmallow, but I was the Rice Krispies. But then I said, wait. I'm the marshmallow because I'm usually holding all of his stuff together.
Yeah, that's somewhat accurate most of the time.
I'm not wrong.
Well, somewhat.
No, I'm not wrong.
Yeah, all right, that's fine. All right, we're going to scroll down on our list here a little bit, and we're going to take a look at a couple other celebrity birthdays. Nick DiGiovanni, 28. He is a young chef. And so he looks all serious in his picture there as well.
He does look very serious. Kind of handsome, too.
Yeah, well, okay, we're going to leave that one alone because, you know.
But moving right along.
Yes, I'm not going to get in trouble.
We're going to wish a happy 32nd birthday to Lainey Wilson, the country singer.
Yes, and, you know, we don't
play. And also, Sam Smith. You should play him.
Yeah,
I think he's in our music library.
Do you think he's in our music library?
I would hope so.
Well, I don't
go
know.
Look, Dave,
I
am going to figure it out.
See, now you're trying to get me in trouble for modifying the playlist.
Like, yeah, don't do it every day.
Well, you know.
Come on.
I don't think Sam is in our library. Will I can't Smith believe Sam is Smith. In there, and I know Michael W. Smith, but it's the wrong time of year for that. And I'll just get in trouble if I play that type of music right now. What?
It's Andre the Giant's birthday.
Oh, yes.
He was a wrestler.
Yeah, he passed away in, I believe, 1993. So, yes.
Yeah, I know we don't usually talk about dead people, but I got excited because I knew that one.
Right, Andre the Giant. Yes, I get
Andre.
It. Andre the Giant. So, yes. And let's see, who else do we have in our list? Yo Gedi is 43, a rapper, and we're going to scroll down and see who else is on our list.
Kevin Garnett, the basketball player, is 48.
And then we also have Orland Holm, 32, YouTube star, and a lot of YouTube stars on here as well.
Jordan Berlin, the dancer, who's 19.
She does not look 19 in that picture.
She looks about 12 in that picture, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to go with the same thing. And so, you know, and maybe it's because we're a little bit older, but, you know, when we look at these pictures, we say that a lot of the time. But, hey, when I get carded buying an adult beverage, hey, I feel great. And usually it's because it's store policy. It's not because I look 19 either, unfortunately.
No, definitely not. Malachi Black, the wrestler, is 39.
Yeah, and he looks like a tough dude. He's got his beard there.
I wouldn't want to meet him in a dark alley.
No, I would not. Elnor Tomlinson is 32, movie actress. Let's see who else we have on our celebrity list today. Wendy's running all the controls here today, which I am
He's
definitely
threatened to take the mouse away from me.
That's what we were giggling about as we came back on, because this is something I'm not used to. Normally, I've just got all the buttons and the controls. Wendy knows how all these things work, so she's driving the bus.
I know how to push Dave's buttons.
Yeah, you're doing a great job of that, Dave.
Michaela Lucy is 18. She's a TV actress.
And again, I think they may be using some younger photos for these pictures. I'm going with that.
Imagine so, because that she definitely doesn't look 18 either.
No.
Let's see. Who else have we got
Grace
here?
Jones.
Grace Jones.
76.
Yes.
Pop singer. Yes.
She might be in our playlist.
Yeah.
Go check that out.
I am. The other one was not in
Kim
our library.
Kim Zolciak is 46, and she's a reality star.
Okay.
Did you find some good songs over there? No.
I did not.
Boy, we're striking out on messing with the playlist today. Huh,
yeah,
Dave?
We are. Well, you know, and this is what happens when you and I are tag teaming it, you know, and so not in the library, not that I'm finding anyway.
Andrea Pirlo is a soccer player and he's 45.
Okay, yeah, he looks like a soccer player. You can see the hair hanging down.
He looks about like he's 45 too.
Yes, he does. Yes.
Just saying.
I would agree with you. Yeah. No, I'm not disagreeing.
Oh, and the rapper Blockboy JB is, he's 28 today.
All right. So, you know, we have some pretty big celebrities in there. We're just going to take a scroll down the list, see if we see any others, because we don't want to miss any big ones. And I don't think we're going to see any others in here. No, a lot of TikTok and YouTubers, and those are the ones that are primarily in our list today.
Yeah, that's
about it. As a reminder, you can always text those birthdays and anniversaries in 608-355-9970. Wendy, let's flip over to our local birthday list, because you know what? We do have a couple of local birthdays, and you know.
Oh, now you made me nervous.
Yeah, see, this is what I was talking
about. I got it. Calm
down. All right. This is what I was talking about.
I just had to get the right tab.
Yep, you got
Calm
there.
Calm down.
You got there.
But we're not going to calmly wish Jan Vance a happy birthday today.
Happy birthday, Jan. We hope you're having a great day. And this is a big one. This is a
really
milestone.
Big one. I'm not going to drum roll. I'll wake the dog up.
Yeah, we don't want to stout up today.
Yeah. Troy Phelps, he's turning 50 today.
Holy buckets. Troy is 50. If you see Troy Phelps out and about, tell him happy 50th birthday.
Welcome to the club, buddy. Your ARP card's on the way.
Yes, it is. And, you know, Wendy can speak to that because she's had hers for a couple of years.
We've had longstanding jokes about that for a long time.
Since we've known him, going back about 30 years.
Since we were at a concert at the Sauk County Fair many years ago already.
Many years ago. And we were joking about this. And so now he's officially...
Now we all are official card-carrying members of our ARP card.
I know. This is absolutely crazy. And I know we have a big one coming up in June that's also tied in with this one.
Oh, yes.
And all I'm going to say is I remember her 21st birthday better than some people in this room.
So do I.
You remember.
I remember the headache the next day, too. But anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a whole other story.
But yeah, so there's another big one coming up very soon. But Troy Phelps, 50 years old today. If you see Troy Odenbaum, make sure you wish him a happy birthday. Normally, we don't tell the ages of the birthdays, but this one was a milestone. He's a half
this
a century
was monumental.
Old. Monumental. Well, half a century old. It is monumental.
Yeah.
Just
it's not
saying.
Catching up to us yet, though.
No, I was going to say, yeah. And now we're trying to figure out how old we are. And so some of us in this room were older than others in this room as well.
Only by 11 months. Calm down.
Hey, I'm the young one in the room. Well, technically the dog
dog's
is
only five. But actually, he's got a milestone coming up pretty quick here, too.
I know.
He's going to be five and a half next week.
I know. Can you believe it? And that's pretty cool. And he's hanging out in studio with us today. We're so happy to have him in here with us. He's passed out already.
He's sound asleep.
We might hear him snoring again. So that was kind of funny this weekend
crazy
as well.
He
gets wound up. He ran around the lobby down there. He was happy to be here. So, yes, we do bring the dog in studio with us every once in a while. He enjoys being here. And he's so comfortable with that now, too. He's so used to it.
Well, yeah, he ran up each of the sets of stairs at least three times on the way up here.
Yeah. And he's happy, he's content, he's with his people, he's supervising. So Wendy and I are not unsupervised today. But as a reminder, if you know someone that's celebrating a birthday or anniversary, text us at any time, 608-355-9970. We'll enter the calendar, right, Wendy?
Absolutely.
And so, Wendy, you'll be back with us at 8:10. We're going to talk about Pets of the Week from the Sauk County Humane Society. I'm going to give you a hint. We met one of them this weekend.
Oh, my gosh. It was a fun day on Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about that at 8:10 with Pets of the Week. Coming up, we're going to get you back into some great music. And then right around 8 o'clock, we're going to have a little bit of national news, regional news, and a look at weather on Max FM.
You love U.S. Cellular Home Internet. It lets you do all your favorite things because it's fast, reliable, and affordable.
Switch to U.S. Cellular today and do the things you love with internet you love. Just pay $39.99 a month when you bundle with a wireless plan. And if you don't love it, you have 15 days to let us know. Built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
U.S. Cellular Home Internet. Just $39.99 a month. Act now and lock in that price for 3 years. Visit your local store in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
The state budget is a statement of our values, and Wisconsinites are people who value their neighbors. Wisconsin has not yet accepted Medicaid expansion, which is called Badger Care. Accepting the expansion would allow 90,000 more of our neighbors to access affordable health care. The governor is asking for Badger Care expansion in this budget. Not accepting it has meant that $2 billion of our federal taxes are not being returned to the state. It makes no sense. Contact the chair, Senator Markline, and the vice chair, Representative Tony Kurtz of the Joint Finance Committee, and tell them they need to include Badger Care expansion in the state budget. The health of our neighbors should not be sacrificed because some of our representatives have their values in the wrong place. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we are Wisconsin nice and we expect them to uphold our values. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced, and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
The Midwest's newest music event, Summer Jam, is coming June 20th and 21st to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Summer Jam is two big days of music from Everclear, Rick Springfield, Live, and Leonard Skinner.
Sweet home.
Summer Jam has more. Marshall Tucker Band, Collective Soul, and the Black Crowes. VIP, general admission tickets, and campsites are on sale. Get yours and check out the full lineup. Go to SummerJamWI.com now. Summer Jam 2025 in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go to SummerJamWI.com now. Don't miss this party.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg. is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News.